This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
5 o'clock hour here on WEEI Afternoons in our tremendous Brighton studios powered by Verizon. Talking a little Tom Brady, and you might say why, which is an understandable question. We are a little bit infatuated with Tom Brady and the dynasty and all those things. I admit it,
a little bit.
But there's a... You are way too infatuated with the dynasty and somebody by the name of Bill Belichick.
Excuse me, that'd be our Lord and Savior, Bill Belichick.
Exactly. So let's move on from that. Yes, Dan Ball?
I have a question for Ted.
Lay it on me, bro.
Ted, did you happen to see a certain Instagram post that went up over the weekend featuring your former head coach just for a moment?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard about it. Yeah.
Playing the airplane game.
I don't even know what that means, but whatever.
Yeah. How about that?
Did you like that?
How about that?
I mean, I kind of smile. You know, you guys have all seen Andy, you've seen Shawshank Redemption?
Yes.
Yep.
And when Andy Dufresne, and he just wants some cold suds for his buddies when they're working on a hot day.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Man feels like a little bit more of a man.
And he's just sitting
on
there,
that roof.
He's sitting there. Do you remember the face he had when he's sitting there on that roof watching his buddies drink those cold suds? Just
Wait,
imagine.
Is that your face?
That was my face. That's me. I'm Andy Dufresne. Up on that roof, watching my boys drink the cold buds.
Wish Ted Johnson was my friend.
Make sure you bring a sweater. I hear it gets awfully cold up there in the moral high ground.
Hey, you know, the funny thing is...
Get out of here.
You know, the funny thing is, I actually sent to Stiz on the overnight. I saw some artist... A 16 by 20 oil painting of the photo of Belichick with his feet up in the air.
I love it.
Holding Jordan straight up. This became a thing overnight. Now people are buying painted versions of it.
Just quickly, Andy, Dan, you asked me the question, you know, how I,
yeah,
you know, people know.
I was curious. I thought about you the moment I saw
it. I can be tough on Bill. And I got killed for being, you know, just critical of Bill. I don't need to relitigate how I feel about Bill, the player, the person versus Bill, the coach. I feel differently about the two of those people within him. But it's a lot of what I said. You know, I feel like I've been vindicated and was right in a lot of things. And so when he does stuff like that, I just smile like Andy Dufresne on the roof. You know, thank you, Bill. Thank you.
Well said, Ted. Back to the show.
There we go.
Okay, so Fitzy and I discussed this a little bit earlier. We are 5 years removed from Tom Brady this week, announcing that he was leaving the New England Patriots.
Remember that day? It was like, wow.
Yep, definitely a wow. I never expected it to happen. I fully admit it. I thought they were playing a game of chicken, and I think they thought Brady was going to crack. I thought Brady would crack and come back and that whole thing. But he moved on, and with him went success, right? He brought success to Tampa Bay. They won a Super Bowl, and success departed New England. We're 5 years later. There has been three head coaches now, because you had Bill Belichick fired, Gerard Mayo fired, Mike Vrabel hired, and we'll see what he does with the opportunity. You had all the quarterbacks. They didn't have a plan. They loved Stidham, so much that they never played Stidham. They signed Cam Newton. Then they drafted Mac Jones. Then they broke Mac Jones, or he was just a puddle of goo. Either way, moved on from him. You've had Jacoby Brissett. Now you have Drake May. But you haven't had success, Ted Johnson. You haven't found even a direction, right? Like, we don't even feel like we're necessarily have ever been on a path, save maybe for the little bit of time at the very end of Mac Jones's rookie year. Why is there no direction? Who do we blame most for the last 5 years? I put it on a poll before you answer.
Yeah.
And it was simple. I just offered up Bill Belichick, Robert Kraft, or other. Reply if you think somebody else is responsible for what's happened the last 5 years. Robert Kraft, 65% of over 1,100 votes now at this point. 65% of Patriot fans on my timeline, my followers, believe it was Robert Kraft. 33% believe it was Bill Belichick. Ted Johnson, who's most to blame for the last 5 years and the way it's all played out post Brady?
Yeah, it feels like that's probably about accurate. The most of the blame goes to Mr. Kraft. He's the one that bet on Bill instead of Tom. He was the one that decided to let Tom walk and not give him the money he wanted. He brought in, of course, Gerard Mayo last year. We saw how that ended up. And so far this year, even after bringing Mike Vrabel in, and there's a lot of people that are, why haven't we spent on offensive players? Why aren't we spending more money? We spent a lot of money, but yet we're still the team with the most cap space?
Yep.
What? That all falls under Robert Kraft. And so it's hard not to maybe put the blame on him. And if you don't believe me, you know, let's go back in time, Stiz, if we can. 2019, I thought this was, I'll never forget Tom Brady saying this. It was, to me, it was a very revealing thing as far as how Tom saw who in the organization had the power, Mr. Kraft or Bill Belichick. And this is what Tom had to say. If you remember, he went into that 2019 season without a contract the following year.
Yep, lame duck.
And had stipulations in his contract that he would not be the franchise tag was taken out, so they could not keep him here if he decided he wanted to leave at the end of the season because the deal couldn't have been done. This is what Tom had to say in training camp in the summer leading into the 2019 season.
You hope to Tom, are you comfortable going year to year at all?
Sorry?
You're in the final year of your contract. Is it going year to year a possibility, and are you comfortable with that?
I mean, we're all day to day if you think about it. I mean, none of us are really promised anything, so... I mean, I'm trying to do the best I can do today and, you know, just let those things sort themselves out.
Do you feel like you earned an extension, Tom?
Have I earned it? I don't know. You guys, that's up for talk show debate. What do you guys think? Should we take a poll?
Sure.
All right. Talk to Mr. Kraft. Come on.
Mm-mm. Talk to Mr. Kraft. Come on.
I also never noticed. I remember the
take
quote.
Take a poll?
It was Mike Giardi who asked the question. Was. That was our guy.
That was Giardi pushing him.
That was Mr. Friday, Mike Giardi.
But how about that? Go ask. In all the years, at least I never knew I was dealing with contracts with maybe Tom dealt directly with Mr. Kraft. But why would he mention Robert Kraft when it comes to the contracts?
Because all decisions come down from Kraft.
And he knows
either
that.
Makes them or right. He allows them to be made beneath him.
So that being the case, who do you think at the end of the day should shoulder most of the blame? Now Bill drafted Jimmy G in 2014 and he wanted Tom out of there forever. To me, he wanted him out of there forever. He had to trade Jimmy G in the season of 2017 reluctantly to the 49ers, but he always wanted Tom out and Jimmy in. But Robert Kraft, at the end of the day, had the power, as Tom's telling you, to veto Bill, which he's done time and time again on players. Mm-hmm. I can speak from experience. And so him saying that, hey, I don't know, go ask Mr. Kraft, that tells you that Robert Kraft, at least in Tom's mind and in mine, had the power to keep Tom here and decided to let Bill do what he wanted to do, give the crappy offer that he knew Tom would reject. And so Tom went their separate ways, and we saw what happened to the Patriots, and we saw what happened to Tom.
Fitzy, is there anything that could have changed before the finality of it all? When I do think Robert allowed the decision to be made by Bill, but prior to that, I think of decade of bad drafting, or maybe not quite a decade, but a long period
actually
of bad
kind
drafting.
Of a decade plus, probably.
Okay, decade of long drafting.
Yeah, was there a good one post 2012? Honestly,
not really.
No, so that was a factor in there. How about just some of the wide receiver moves in specific? Had Antonio Brown just stuck around, or had Sanu been better, or N'Keal Harry worked out, are any of those things, could they have prevented Tom Brady from leaving? Could that have prevented this conversation? Could it have extended what was happening with the dynasty?
Yes. I think actually one of the times that we did What If Wednesday on this very program, I had floated the idea of what if the Patriots drafted A.J. Brown instead of N'Keal Harry? And did we think that that might have actually extended Brady's time? If he had a legitimate number one wide receiver who had a kick-ass 2019 season, then would that have convinced Brady? You know what? Well, yeah, what's that, Ted?
Well, sorry, go. Finish.
Okay, yeah.
I wanted him to pounce, actually.
I'm waiting. Go.
No, I think, you know, that may have helped a little bit. Obviously, some of the draft picks they had made, you know, not whiffing up maybe, you know, a different tackle as opposed to Isaiah Wynn, some of the previous drafts. But I think if you gave him an elite wide receiver one, someone he could trust, someone he could develop a rapport with, I think that would have probably maybe convinced Brady to see if he could have, you know, gotten the Patriots to gussy up that offer. But there's probably no chance, Ted, they were going to give him the Drew Brees contract he so richly deserved, at minimum.
That's where I say I don't care if you brought in, you know, the brought in Jerry Rice from 1980.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
85. If Tom wasn't being paid what he thought was, for the first time in his career, at least fair market value, I don't think he would have stayed if he had the best receiving core. I just think he was so tired of being nickel and dimed that he said enough of this. And so, I mean, that's where I will disagree with you. I just think Tom at that point, Fitzy, was so, felt so disrespected. I mean, what would it be, Tommy Foxborough? We know all the evidence out there that Tom felt like he was undervalued.
Yep.
And that you know how you show respect to Tom by going out and getting him a bunch of good receivers, and go, you know what, we don't want to pay you, Tom, but here, look at all these receivers. That I don't think at that point in his career that would have, he would have been like, okay, you know what, all those other times, I'm just going to finally forget it and say, you know what, keep paying me crap, as long as you bring me good wide receivers, I'll stay here.
So do you think he deserves any blame for setting that precedent earlier in his career? Because he actually liked it. There was one Super Bowl where a media night, the Atlanta one, he was actually talking about, I think, Matt Ryan signing, and he's like, all I know is I always wanted better players around me, so I left money on the so he created that monster.
Well, there you go. Therein lies the rub. That's why the ecosystem worked, because Tom was, like, under the influence of Bill. Like, yeah, like, the cap, it matters. And he started to learn that stuff didn't matter. That you can change the numbers to pay whoever you want, whatever you want. Like, he started out that way, and that's why the Patriot way was the Patriot way, because Tom was believing all the propaganda that Bill was selling, and he was the poster boy for it. And then he started changing in 2017, Tom versus Time. He's like, wait a minute. They've been telling me all along that if I take pay cuts, that it's going to help. But yet they don't go out and get guys. This is bull crap. They've been telling me the wrong thing, and I'm finally fed up, and I'm not going to fall for the banana tailpipe anymore.
Okay, so we got a great text, if true. The 603, talking about the five-year anniversary of Tom Brady. The 603 says, my daughter was born on the 16th 5 years ago. I was listening to Andy on with Greg Dickerson. I was listening from the hospital. Andy hung up and laughed at me for saying Tom to Tampa. Ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Also, yeah, you know, Andy also
finally got his.
It is.
Good job, bud.
It's funny.
He's been waiting 5 years for this revenge.
Yeah, good for him. I love somebody who holds a long-term grudge like that, like the Count of Monte Cristo.
Yep.
I got Fourier and I were both saying in the middle of February of that year, like, Tom's going to Tampa. Brady, it makes the most sense. This is what's going to happen. And nobody believed us. I don't know why nobody, not that trying to get a victory lap or your just desserts on this now makes any difference, but how come nobody wanted to hear that back then? Didn't that situation ultimately make the most sense given what Tampa had to offer Brady and not just in terms of dollars and cents?
If you were looking at a new home, but that's where I wasn't really seriously considering him leaving. I thought he was going to break. I still go back to it. I thought he was...
Even after you put his house up for
it
sale?
It was a game... That whole thing, I thought it was a game of
uncoupled
chicken.
Uncoupled from best buddies.
Yep. I thought he was going to break and in the end wouldn't be able to do it. I thought he would just
come. Because if he hadn't done it by then, why would he do it now?
Yes. Yes. That's how I thought about it. Like,
and you know what? I think they thought the same thing.
They did.
Punk. This guy's a punk.
They were wrong.
He
I was wrong.
Stood up to him.
This guy's a punk. Jeez.
That's what he was thinking. That's what they were
Brady
thinking.
Brady shoved it right up their keister and my keister and everybody else's
There's no
keister.
House in Connecticut.
Hey, Ted, I always... Face. Ted, in hindsight now, and I've always thought it would actually be a worthy paper research study, et cetera, for someone to do, to just sort of truly calculate exactly how valuable Tom Brady was, not just to the New England Patriots, but to Foxborough, Massachusetts, New England at large. I mean, Patriot Place, the improvements they made at the stadium, Andy, we've talked about it before about how like every team had to up their game, raise their stakes because of the Brady effect and how good the Patriots got. Everything around there. I mean, you could even probably say some of the redistricting and the improvements that have been done in Boston are kind of due to that. So when we argue about, you know, like the seaport and so much more, like Boston became much more of a thing thanks to Brady and the improving Boston sports scene. So you could almost say like a Drew Brees deal, like, no, he should have gotten a blank check where if he wanted $75 million a season, he would have been worth it given how much he meant to team, region, state, all of it.
Not in Bill Belichick's world.
I'd be curious. I mean, just what the numbers are for all the places, retail shops and Patriot Place.
Oh, yeah.
How what have their numbers been since Tom Brady left? I bet you they're out there. I mean, they don't want us to know it.
Oh, I'm
but
sure
I can't
not.
Imagine business is nearly as good as it was back in the late 2015, you know, teens.
Plus he took his TB12 with him.
Literally.
You don't have that anymore. 617-779-7937. The Patriots have not been good, if we're being honest, since Tom Brady left. But there's at least one media member who thinks they could be good this year and return to the playoffs? We're talking about playoffs?
Fitzy?
It's not Fitzy, but we're talking Patriots playoff potential next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, we got to go to Dan Ball with what's trending.